Morning and welcome. Have you ever wondered about why Jesus says to the leper, "See that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest"? Doesn't it seem rather odd that Jesus would ask the leper to keep what Jesus had just done for the leper a secret? After all, up to this point in Mark's gospel, Jesus has begun to develop a large following of believers, thanks in part to what they had witnessed when they had seen Jesus free a man from demonic possession. Then last week, we heard the story of Jesus curing Peter's mother-in-law from fever. So why does Jesus ask someone to keep silent about what had just happened? Scripture scholars refer to this particular situation by the term of messianic secret. This is a rather unique term that is typically only used in reference to studying Mark's gospel. This messianic secret of Mark's gospel is not very easily defined, because there exists a variety of theories as to what exactly is meant by this term. For the most part, there appears to be a general agreement among scholars that this term, with respects to Mark's gospel, is most likely dealing with the question of what kind of Messiah is Jesus. There is some scriptural evidence in Mark's gospel that suggests that Jesus doesn't want to be just known for performing exorcisms and healings, since that is not the only reason he came down from heaven. However, the answer to the question of just what kind of Messiah is Jesus can only be properly understood in light of the cross. In other words, there is general understanding among scholars that the Gospel of Mark reveals to us the events of Jesus' life within the shadows of the cross. Therefore, when we encounter a story like this one today of the healing of the leper, it is safe to say that Mark is trying to reveal to us something much greater than what we initially hear taking place. As we reflect upon today's gospel, let us begin by first examining the actions of the leper following his encounter with Jesus. Even though Jesus asked the leper to not say anything to anyone, it appears that the leper may have disobeyed Jesus by in fact revealing what had just happened. As our gospel account states, the man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. It became impossible for our Lord to go anywhere freely without having a crowd gathering around him. So why wasn't the leper able to keep quiet about what had just happened to him? I believe that it has to do with the leper being unable to contain his overwhelming joy at what had just happened to him. Because Jesus had done much more than to just heal this leper of an illness. For us to better understand what Jesus had done for the leper, let us take a moment to try and understand what life was like for someone with leprosy during that time. We heard in our first reading today about the law with regards to the handling of someone with a skin illness such as leprosy. That person was to be separated from the community and to live outside of the camp, outside of the community. For the most part, this meant that they were living out in a desert by themselves, at least for as long as the person still had signs of leprosy on their skin. What we didn't hear also mentioned in our first reading today is that the leper was to be re-examined by the priest every 7 days to see if the leprosy had left. Unfortunately, in time, the treatment of lepers would become worse and worse, as people would begin to develop some very strong and very negative feelings towards lepers, to such a degree that leper colonies began to be formed and lepers were sent to live in virtual exile in these colonies. This idea of a leper colony isn't very far removed from our own modern times. For it wasn't that long ago that in our own country there existed a leper colony in Hawaii, which was originally begun in 1866, and it was not officially closed down until 1969. Modern medicine has developed a much better understanding of leprosy and of how exactly it is transmitted. But unfortunately, it still remains an illness that is very much so misunderstood, and a person with leprosy is still oftentimes mistreated and feared. If we were to examine the life of St. Damian of Malachi, then we could get a much better understanding of the fears and misunderstandings that society had developed towards lepers. In 1873, St. Damian was a young priest who had volunteered to go and minister to the leper colony in Hawaii, a colony that was created by the government in an attempt to prevent the spreading of this illness within Hawaii. Father Damian had worked alongside the lepers. They built homes, they built shelters, they added on to the chapel there. Father Damian would minister to them by celebrating Mass for them, bringing them the Blessed Sacrament. Father Damian would even place his hand upon the heads of the lepers to anoint them. He had done all of this for the sake of the gospel and for the salvation of their souls. Father Damian had lived with the lepers for close to 10 years before he himself contracted leprosy. So you see, leprosy is not something that is easily passed from one person to another. Even though it is contagious, it is not as contagious as the fears of society would have us believe. Returning back to our gospel account for today, the life of a leper was a life that was lived in isolation, cut off as it was from the rest of society. This meant that the leper was also cut off from entering into the temple so as to properly participate in worshiping God in accordance to the faith. And just a few more key points about the social effects of leprosy on a person. In the Old Testament, there exists a very strong belief that illnesses, particularly the illness of leprosy, was the result of sin. Therefore, in a case of leprosy, it was strongly believed to have been a form of punishment for a sin that had been committed. Leprosy was also viewed in the Old Testament as being equal to death itself. Some of this reasoning had to do with the coloration of the skin of a leper. Going back to the story of the leper colony in Hawaii, the government would actually classify the lepers sent there as being legally declared dead. So this wasn't just an ancient view towards lepers. Nonetheless, as I had mentioned, in Scripture, if someone was infected with leprosy, then they were considered as being dead to the world. Therefore, to hear a story of someone being cured of leprosy was equal to hearing that someone had just been raised up from the dead. Furthermore, it was firmly believed in the Old Testament that the only way that someone could be cured of leprosy was by divine intervention. God would have to be the one to heal them and to cure them. This is probably why the leper was unable to remain silent about what Jesus had done for him. Because Jesus didn't just heal this man of a nasty illness. Rather, Jesus had quite literally cleansed him of his sins and restored this man to life. Which brings me to one final thought regarding today's gospel account. Why did the leper ask to be made clean instead of healed? Maybe this is the evangelist Mark's way of inviting us to reflect a little bit deeper on the question of what kind of Messiah is Jesus and what does that mean for us? In our first reading, it is stated that a leper was to be considered as being unclean. Even though the leper living separate from society would have resulted in a separation from worshiping in a temple, if someone was viewed as being unclean, then their uncleanliness also separated them from participating in worship at the temple. The unclean person would have to undergo a certain process in order to be made clean once again, so that they could again fully participate in worship, so that they could be allowed to come close to God again in a temple. So maybe, just maybe, what the leper desires most wasn't to just be physically healed, but rather, and more importantly, to be restored to a state of cleanliness so that he could once again properly participate in worshiping God in the temple. So what does this then have to do with us? Because sometimes we may hear a scripture story like this one of the leper in Mark's gospel, and we might think to ourselves that this story doesn't necessarily apply to us because we don't suffer from such an illness or condition in life. But yet, once again, this becomes a part of that messianic secret that scholars speak about with regards to Mark's gospel. And particularly with addressing the question of not only what kind of Messiah is Jesus, but also of what does this mean to us in our relationship with Jesus? In 2009, Father Damian of Molokai was canonized as a saint by Pope Benedict XVI. At that time, Pope Benedict XVI had commented on the various forms of leprosy that exist in our society today, which separates us from one another and from God. In speaking of the various forms of leprosy, I firmly believe that Pope Benedict XVI was actually speaking of the various forms of sin which exist in today's world. Such sins as that of discrimination, sins of immorality, and sins of hatred, along with our own personal sins that also act as forms of leprosy in our lives, which makes us unclean and separates us from God. This Wednesday begins the season of Lent. It is a time for us to begin to spend more time examining our relationship with one another and with God. It is a time for us to become much more conscious of the negative effects that sin has upon our lives. It is also a time for us to allow the Holy Spirit to encourage and to strengthen us, to be able to seek Jesus in the confessional, and just like the leper in today's gospel, to kneel before our Lord and to ask Him to make us clean again, so that we may properly participate in a celebration of the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist, while awaiting with joyful hope the resurrection of the dead and of life everlasting with our Lord and God.